City of Tampa elected officials also weighed in today on the Confederate flag controversy. WMNF spoke with several members of the Tampa City Council, as well as Mayor Pam Iorio.
I think that such a large Confederate flag on our interstate, right off of our interstate system, is inappropriate. It is something that's divisive for a community, for any community. It represents to so many people a time when there was great inequality in this country, and it is hurtful to many people. I don't think it's appropriate for such a large Confederate flag to be flying in such a conspicuous spot. And I would hope that the people who are organizing this and putting the funds together to mount such a large flag would think a little bit about the effect that it has on many people in this community who find it to be a very divisive symbol of the past. And I would hope that they would think about that as they move forward in putting this flag up.
Tampa City Council Chair Thomas Scott represents District 5, which includes East Tampa.
What a welcome sign to Hillsborough County that is not the kind of message that we really want to convey to persons who are coming into Hillsborough County. And so my hopes is that the Board of County Commission will address that, because it is in the county, you know. And hopefully there can be some resolve or resolution to that whole issue. But it's not the kind of message, though, however, that we want to send to tourists or to persons that are coming into Hillsborough County and ultimately to the city of Tampa.
You say Hillsborough County can do something about it. What would the remedy be? I mean, it's on private property. What can the county do?
I'm not sure, but I think they should explore all of the options in terms of what can be done. I think they had to have a permit in order to erect that sign. I think they may have had to get approval from the Aviation Authority as well. I think what happened is nobody knew early on what it was that they were applying for. But there are some things that they can do that they probably will look at, and I hope they will consider all the options.
John Dingfelder is the Tampa City Council member representing District 4, South Tampa.
I think it's really unfortunate because it is a symbol. And, you know, on a day like today when we're, you know, nominating our first African-American, candidate to be president of the United States, it's really a shame that it has to be tainted with this type of symbolism.
As a resident of the county, is there something that you think the county should do?
Well, I'm not sure what the county can do, to be honest, in regard to the First Amendment rights of all people. But I think that if anything, they should just pass a resolution that they're opposed to it and do everything in their power to dissuade these people from flying that.
West Tampa is represented on City Council by Charlie Miranda.
Well, that's a county issue, but it's also a lot larger the county issue. I don't like to put things that insult anyone in the community. They certainly have the right, but there's certainly a stigma about family that you don't do things like that. That's going to try to be divisive in different areas. So it's something that's beyond my thoughts. But I don't know what legal ramifications there are, because I'm not in setting of that issue. That's a county issue.
But Joseph Caetano, who represents District 7, has a more laissez-faire attitude about the Confederate flag than his city council colleagues.
I think people have a right to do what they want to do on their own property. I'm of a Portuguese descent. If I want to hang a Portuguese flag in my yard, I should have that right to do it. Although some people are alienated by that, I just don't understand the whole thing. But people have freedom of choice, and that's one of the freedoms we have in this country. I really hope that it doesn't come to the city council, because we got more important things to talk about than that issue about the Confederate flag. That was a long time ago. That's water over the bridge, or under the bridge.
That was Tampa City Council member Joseph Caetano speaking with WMNF Wednesday about the giant Confederate flag east of Tampa. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.